That time of the week where we catch up with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks, to talk about the game they play in heaven. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2FM.com.au.
The New South Wales Country Juniors are on at the moment, are they?
Yeah, it'll be on Sunday. We said last week it'll be on Sunday, but we got it wrong. It's actually going to be at Bathurst from around about 8 a.m. with all the junior ages there, four boys and two girls sides. So it's a great opportunity, and as we said, over the next 2 weeks, we'll give you the names of the Central North and then the Hunter kiddies, and we'll take it from there.
Mate, our local rugby, what's the latest?
Yeah, and of course, in the Central North Rugby Premiership, you can find out more through cnau.com.au. Gunnedah take on Inverell, Narrabri take on Pirates in a massive game. Of course, Barrow take on Moree, and of course, the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies in Ladies and Gentlemen at Rugby Park there in Aberdeen Street take on the Crindoy Lions in the local derby. Of course, in the Hunter experience there, you can find out more through hunterrugby.com.au. In the first, we've got Maitland up against Hamilton Hawks, Southern Beaches up against Mary the Carlton, and University up against Nelson Bay. Well, in the ladies, we've got University up against Mary the Carlton. Also, we have Maitland up against Hamilton Hawks, and Madawi take on the crew there from Wanderers. So those games for the ladies at 4.30, while the fellas at 3 o'clock. And then the divisional, of course, kicks off with some interesting games there, including Lake Macquarie having two games at home there with the Gold, and also the Maroon taking on Easts, and also Begulbin. And then Madawi on the road there to the Griffins, and Uni take on the crew there from the Cooks Hill Brown Snakes. So find out more through hunterrugby.com.au and cnru.com.au.
Yes, so Singleton Bulls getting the weekend off. Of course, there's a couple of buys now because Lake Macquarie dropped down, didn't they?
Yeah. So it's just at least they're out there playing rugby, mate. And
yeah,
it's a great miracle we're actually playing any sort of sport considering it looks like this another version of the virus is going to have a bit of a lash. So you've got to get out there and get yourself now quadruple vaccinated if you're not vaccinated. And we'll see how we go.
Absolutely true. Now, the Commonwealth Games isn't far away.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, this weekend we've got the ladies and it all starts on Friday night. So look out for your guides there on Prime 7 and Channel 7. Find out more through rugby.com.au and, of course, Google search the Commonwealth Games website there at Birmingham. The actual fun will be at Coventry Stadium. So that's the home of Wasps in the Gallagher Premiership. But hopefully our girls and boys will find their way through to prizes and that'll be great to see them at least get medals. And the girls are in good spot to get the gold. So the fellas actually having won their last tournament that's been played. So, yeah, looking forward to the Commonwealth Games. It's usually a great orgy of gold for Australia, so you never can get enough of that.
No, that's absolutely true. And it looks like your friends and mine at Channel 9 have seen the light and they're putting on some glorious rugby on the TV screen.
They've got to be kidding. They're just saying to people, please don't watch 9 GM at 3 o'clock on Saturday as we head to the swamp or the dirt or the filth or whatever it's called or the sewer that is
Heaven on Earth, that is Coogee Oval, yes.
Coogee Oval, and they take on Eastwood. So this is the last last couple of rounds of the Charterhall Hall Shoot Shield.
Yeah.
And that will be on 9, grand finals and finals beyond. So it'll be Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. But a lot of people at Stan are getting it. But yeah, if you've got nothing on, Channel 82 on 9 GM is Ramwick up against Eastwood. Hopefully they'll put some decent opponents on next week. But I don't know if Southern Districts and Parramatta are playing towards the end of the year, but we'll see how we go off that. But it's good to see some rugby in that space there. And again, this is interesting to see what's going to happen with that space when it comes to the finish of the deal in Stan in maybe 18 months' time. But also the announcement of a national rugby comp, especially now we have the Bunnings NPC going on in New Zealand into its third week.
I have been watching the Shoot Shield this year and I noticed it's been very competitive. I mean, apart from Southern Districts, it's been a very competitive competition.
Yeah, you're a comedian. Maybe not. But, there's a bit of a story in that. But, it's been one of those things where a lot of the Waratah players have come back and played.
Yes.
The big challenge is to find out, where that space is now in regards to the national comp, as we said. So, Eastwood have had a great year, but they've had a couple of losses in a row. So they'll be looking to get back on the horse and beat Ramwick and hopefully Southern Districts finish their season. But the Wildfires have had a great season.
They really have, yes.
Yeah, they've had back-to-back games on the road, so hopefully they can finish in the top four and host the semi in 3 weeks' time. So well done to Scotty Coleman and all his crew. They've done a great job so far.
Well done, Wixie. As always, thank you very much for the rugby update. You take care.
No worries, mate.